So-called socially responsible investing may be losing some support from public pensions. The country's largest CalPERS, California's Public Employees Retirement System, was a pioneer. In the 1980s, the state divested from, got out of, investments in South Africa because of apartheid. But now some CalPERS officials are having second thoughts. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us every Monday. Hi, Derek.
Hello.
And first, give us the background. How much of this socially responsible investing did CalPERS do?
Well, CalPERS, California Public Employees Retirement System, has been, as you said, a model of socially responsible investing. It seemed determined to prove that investing your ethics and investing for returns wasn't some kind of trade-off. But now its directors are saying, well, not so fast. So in the last few years, they've opposed plans to sell their position in several sectors that I think you could describe as ethically dubious or at least ethically debatable for a Californian. Private prisons, gun retailers, companies tied to Turkey. They're even considering ending their ban on stocks tied to tobacco. And that is a policy that's been in place since 2000. So overall, you're seeing essentially this argument that seemed to come from the CalPERS system being severely questioned.
Well, in 2017, the new chief executive, Marcy Frost, warned against the impact of a divestment. Then the next year, the board pushed back on the idea of divesting from gun stocks. As you said, they're pushing back on some of these things that might seem clear to a Californian. And this was after the Parkland shootings. Still, they pushed back on the idea of taking out investments from gun stocks. Why? I mean, can we track whether this kind of socially responsible investment or divesting makes a state lose money?
This is a really hard question. Boston College Center for Retirement Research actually did a survey on this subject. They found that the average annual returns in states with divestment requirements were lower by exactly 0.4 percentage points. So, you know, if your average return is, let's say, 4%, that's a 10% discount, a 10% ethics tax, you could say. Is that 10% worth it? I don't know. That's something that every single pension retirement system is going to have to make for itself. But at least according to one survey, there is a slight harm with this strategy.
Would you say that's slight?
10%?
Yeah.
I mean, over time, it's going to compound. So if indeed this is correct, that, you know, having this strategy is going to reduce your returns by 10% every year. I mean, imagine, Robin, if you went to your accountant and he said, look, I think that, you know, this strategy is going to be 10% worse than this other strategy. You'd probably say, let's take the strategy that's not 10% worse. So, you know, it does seem to me like this is a strategy that a lot of different systems are saying at the same time isn't working for their members.
Well, except that, you know, the purpose of socially responsible investing isn't to make tons of money. It's to try to have an impact on the world as well. So, you know, that 10% might be worth it to someone.
Yeah, this is where I think specifics can help. So the investment firm Wilshire Associates actually analyzed the CalPERS fund, specifically analyzed whether their divestments had paid off or it cost them money. So on the one hand, it found that CalPERS' divestment of companies linked to Sudan and Iran saved the fund $700 million. That's a lot of money. Mm. On the other hand, divesting from tobacco companies seems to have cost the CalPERS fund about $4 billion. So there's two things I think you can say about this. First, while it would be very lovely and simple to say all ethical investments are good and all unethical investments are bad, the truth is, of course, that all investments are risks. They're all risky. Nobody can see the future, and ethics doesn't need to attach itself to fine or horrible returns. Well, but second, I think there's a moral question here, that all other things equal, is $4 billion in additional funds for California pensioners worth an investment in tobacco companies? Is the good that comes from that $4 billion worth whatever bad might come from an infusion of capital in companies that sell a product linked to cancer? Now, I'm not a pension fund director. I'm not a utilitarian philosopher. I don't know the answer to that question. But that is exactly the kind of question that these companies will need to ask.
But this isn't just happening at CalPERS. New York State's Democratic comptroller and some unions pushing back on a bill in that state to ban fossil fuel investments. What's the thinking there?
Well, the thinking is that the total shortfall for public pension funds across the U.S. is $4.2 trillion, trillion with a T. So it's very easy to be ethical and choosy when your public pension is $10 billion in surplus. Mm-hmm. The advocates of divestment are going to say something like this, though. They're going to say, what's the point of investing? It's to plan for the future. It's to build wealth. And an expanded definition of wealth means the health and happiness of the greatest number of people. So don't invest in wealth opportunities that so obviously steal from another person's right to happiness, health, and wealth. Hmm. That, I think, is the strongest counterargument to something like the Boston College Center's finding, which is, yes, maybe it'll cost you percentage points in the short term, but in the long term, we all live on the same planet. We're all sharing the same future. And if all of these public pension funds are investing in companies that we believe to be utterly unethical, then we're not investing in the overall wealth of the world. We're investing in a very selfish and private definition of wealth that others can't share in.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, thank you. Thought-provoking.
Thank you.